There is a lovely, lovely piece of contemporary music that really, on the surface, is not anything to do with spirituality or anything to do with God at all. It's by a son of a bishop in the Pentecostal movement. His name is J.P. Morton. And J.P.'s got this wonderful song, and it goes, "I know your eyes in the morning sun. I can feel your touch in the pouring rain. And the moment that you leave, I can't wait to have you in my arms. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? How deep is your love?" So I'm oftentimes asked why in the world I became a monk. Yes, in the Episcopal Church we have monks, and we have nuns too, believe it or not. The short answer to that question is really that I was drawn by love. Love beckoned me to get a little closer. Love enticed me to step out on a limb. Love. So the word monk in Greek is monos. So let's try to put all this together. Now, I know that there are some theologians amongst us, so I'm very, very nervous about my use of Greek, but hopefully I'll get an A, right, Professor? Just nod, whoever you are. Monos, which is alone. So a monk is a person who is alone before God. Alone. Those are really nice words, especially if you're a parent, right? You long to be alone, especially at the end of the day. It's a great word if you're in a coupled relationship because you have that corner of the house where you just can't see the spouse, right? You just get that alone time, that alone space. But then there's also that word alone conjures up another word that really frightens us. It's loneliness. Loneliness. In our gospel, we hear the word secret used multiple times, and that really got me to thinking. Monk, alone before God, monos, love. Mother Church has given us an invitation to Lent. Lent, a time of fasting and prayer and discipline. But beloved, could I invite you into something just a little different? Could I actually encourage you not to give up anything for Lent? You should all be smiling. Yes, go ahead and smile. That means you can have your chocolate. That's right. You can have your glass of wine. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not even going to suggest that you take on something. Go ahead and smile. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not going to suggest that you get up early in the morning and go for that run when you don't want to. I'm not going to suggest that you sit and read the Psalms on the morning daily basis. No, no, no. What I'm actually going to encourage you to do is to go to that place, that secret place where God beckons you to come away, my beloved. Come away with me and sit. I'm going to encourage you to go and be alone before God. Wow. See, I think that this whole contemplative spirituality is really all about not navel gazing, but really about being able to see God at work in everyday life. In everyday circumstances, but it begins by actually stepping out and looking within and finding that love that surpasses all understanding, that love so deep, beloved, guess what? God just wants to sit next to you and look into those beautiful eyes and say, "Wow, I created you. Wow, I gave you your brilliance. Wow, what what an awesome thing it is that I have created. Let the beloved gaze into your eyes. Let the beloved love on you. But you have to go and be alone. Beloved, I have no idea what you're going to find when you go in and you go to that place where you're alone with God. I don't know what demon you might find yourself fighting with. But one thing I do know is that God sits right next to you and says, I'm here. That's mature spirituality. Mature spirituality doesn't say, Lord, take this demon away. Mature spirituality says, Lord, if you would just sit with me, I know everything will be okay. So stop, just for a minute, just for a minute, and let the beloved shower you with love. Now there's some good news and there's some bad news. So I'll give you the bad news first. The bad news is God knows you. The bad news is that God knows your sins. The bad news is that God knows that you have a big ego. The bad news is that God knows your broken heart. The bad news is that God knows the stoniness of your heart. But the good news is that God knows you. God knows your sins. God knows your brokenness. God knows about your big ego. God knows what addiction you struggle with. God knows how stony your heart can be. And God loves you anyway. So this Lent, we're all being invited by Mother Church to be monks. Yes. This Lent, we're being invited to stand alone before God and allow that God to penetrate us with love that is so deep, love that is so wide. The invitation is extended. What will be your response?